depending on whether or not your office is giving you Monday off, it may be a long weekend for you, but whatever, there'll be a lot of traveling coming up this summer. So I'm really glad we're able to connect with Ben Spadafora this morning from Car Cost Canada once again this year. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Bluefoot.
I just thought we would touch a few points with you here as people get ready to head out to make sure they're ready to get where they're going, and more importantly, their cars as well, Ben. And I know you helped us last year as well. You sent me an email with some points on it here this morning. I thought maybe we'd just get through as many as we can here in the next 3 or 4 minutes. But you talk about setting up a severe maintenance schedule. What exactly do you mean by that?
What I mean is that depending on your car, and if you're in the heavy, shall we say, extremes, whether that's heat, dust, cold, heavy usage, trailering, that sort of thing, you want to check your manufacturer's recommendations on making sure that your car is equipped for that extreme pressure on all the components of your car.
So depending on where you go on vacation, I guess, has a lot to do with those components, I suppose, and how they're going to hold up. Okay.
It sure does, because heat is a destroyer of components. So even if you're not using it on an extreme basis, you should make sure that you check those belts. Even the windshield washer fluid, that you have the proper detergent, that windshield gets really, really hot during summer months.
Okay, I guess especially if you're heading like desert areas, something like that. So is that the big, really hot areas? Is belts the biggest issue, or does it affect batteries as well, Ben?
It affects all those periphery components. So, you know, it's belts, batteries, tires, windshield wipers, anything that is being used to drive that engine. Usually the engines are really good. They work fantastic, but it's all that other peripheral stuff that you have to watch out for. Open that hood, just take a quick seat.
Now, your next point here, I'm sure it includes both the car and the driver, but you're talking about cars plus long drives equal trouble, and maybe you can explain that to us, Ben.
Sure. So you're in that car, nice air conditioning. We recommend you don't drive any more than 4 hours. Not that the equipment and the driver's not capable of doing that, but you start to get acclimatized. And that heat starts to build up. You don't know what's happening underneath and outside the car. So, you know, stop, take a rest, open up that hood, make sure all those belts, hoses, there's nothing hissing, nothing's leaking, all that sort of thing. So it really helps the occupants too. That keeps you sharp, keeps you alert, and helps you get to where you're going safely.
Sure. Yeah, you're more refreshed when you get there, obviously. And you mentioned you had a cautionary note about long weekends, too, and just availability of what you might need when you are trying to get where you're going and even when you get there, I suppose, Ben.
That's right. I mean, it's long weekends for everyone else as well. So plan where you're going because, you know, along that route, you're going to need gasoline. You might need extra supplies, that sort of thing. You don't want to be stuck somewhere where there's nobody else around to maybe help you if you haven't prepared properly.
And famous last words, we don't need a reservation if we're going there. That's happened to me before, too. Slept in the car. Do you have a website where people can get some more tips, Ben?
Sure. It's www.carcostcanada.com. So you can check us out there.
Awesome. Ben, thanks for your time this morning, and happy long weekend.
You too. Thank you very much, Bruce.
Sure.